திமிரந்தஸ்ய ஞானாஞ்சன சலாக்கய சக்ஷுரனுமிலித்தம் யேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குருவே நமஹ. ஸ்ரீ சைத்தன்ய மனோபிஸ்தம் ஸ்தாபிதம் யேன பூதலய ஸ்வயம் ரூப கதாமயம் ததாதி ஸ்வபதந்திகம். வந்தேஹம் ஸ்ரீ குருன் ஸ்ரீயுத பத கமலம் ஸ்ரீ குருன் வைஷ்ணவம் ஸ்ய ஸ்ரீ ரூபம் சக்ரஜாதம் சஹகன ரகுநாதன்விதம் தம் சஜீவம் சத்வைதம் சாவதூதம் பரிஜன சகிதம் கிருஷ்ண சைத்தன்ய தேவம் ஸ்ரீராதா கிருஷ்ண பிரதானு சஹகனா ஸ்ரீலலிதா ஸ்ரீ விசாகாவிதம் ஹே கிருஷ்ண கருணா சிந்து தீனபந்து ஜகத்பதே கோபேஷ கோபிகா காந்த ராதா காந்த நமஸ்தே தப்த கஞ்சன கௌராங்கி ராதே விருந்தாவனேஸ்வரி ரிஷபானு சுதே தேவி பிரணாமமி வஞ்ச கல்பத்ருபஸ்ய கிருபா சிந்து தேவச பதிதானாம் பாவனேபியோ வைஷ்ணவேபியோ நமோ நமஹ. ஜெய் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதர ஸ்ரீவாஸ்வதி கௌர பக்தவிருந்த. ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் கேன்டோ 10 சாப்டர் 83 டெக்ஸ்ட் 40 திரௌபதி மீட்ஸ் த குவீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் கிருஷ்ணா டெக்ஸ்ட் நம்பர் 40. ஸோ ஒன்லி ஒன் டெக்ஸ்ட் இஸ் தேர். மஹிஷ்ய உச்சு பௌமம் நிஹத்யா சகனம் யுதி தேனா ருத்தா ஜாத்வாத் நா ஷிதிஜயே ஜீத்ராஜ கன்யா நிமுச்யா சம்ஸ்ருதி விமோக்ஷம் அனுஸ்மரந்திஹா பாதாம்புஜம் பரிநீநாய ய ஆப்த காமஹ. மஹிஷ்ய உச்சு பௌமம் நிஹித்ய சகனம் யுதி தேன ருத்தா ஜாத்வாத்னக்ஷிதிஜயேஜிதராஜகன்யாநிமோச்ய சம்ஸ்ருதி விமோக்ஷமனுஸ்மரந்தி பாதாம்புஜம் பரிணீநாய ஆப்தகாமஹ. பௌமம் நிஹத்ய சகணம் யுதி தேன ருத்தா ஜாத்பாத்னக்ஷிதிஜயே ஜிதராஜ கன்யா நிமுச்ய சம்ஸ்ருதி விமோக்ஷமனுஸ்மரந்தி பாதாம்புஜம் பரிநீநாய ய ஆப்த காமஹ. பௌமம் நிஹித்ய சகனம் யுதி தேன ருத்தா ஜாத்வாத்னக்ஷிதிஜயே ஜிதராஜ கன்யா நிமுச்ய சம்ஸ்ருதி விமோக்ஷமனுஸ்மரந்தி பாதாம்புஜம் பரிநீநாய ய ஆப்த காமஹ. Vaishnavis, please. Mahishyavju, the other queens said, Bhaumam, the demon Bhauma, Nihatya, killing Sa along with Ganam, his followers, Yudhi in battle, Tena, by him Bhauma, Rudaha imprisoned, Gyatva knowing, Atha then, Naha us, Kshitijaya during Bhauma's conquest of the earth, Jita defeated, Raja O kings, Kanya, the daughters, Nimuchya, releasing, Samsriti, from material existence, Vimoksham, the source of liberation, Anusmarantehe, constantly remembering, Padambujam, his lotus feet. Parininaya, married. Yaha, who? Aptakamaha, already fulfilled in all desires. Translation and purport by the followers of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation, Rohini Devi, speaking for the other queens, said, so this is not the Rohini of the Vasudev's wife. This is the Rohini which is heading up one of the queens of the 10,099 queens. After killing Bhaumasura and his followers, the Lord found us in the demon's prison. When we read this, who is reminding us? Demon's prison, who is reminding us? Anyone can say? Us! We are in the prison here, isn't it? Bhaumasura had capture this daughters of these queens, but we are also captured in this material world, this imprisoned house. With our own desires. Right? And could understand that we were the daughters of the The Lord found us in the demon's prison and could understand that we were the daughters of the kings whom Boma had defeated during his conquest of the earth. The Lord set us free, and because we had been constantly meditating upon his lotus feet. So much to talk, my gosh. I have not enough time. I will try my best to cover. His feet, the source of liberation from material entanglement. He agreed to marry us, though his very desire is already fulfilled. Purport. Rohini Devi was one of the 9 queens questioned by Draupadi in text 6 and 7. And thus it is assumed that she speaks here, representing 16,099 other queens. Srila Prabhupada confirms this in Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is the, we are in, now today is also, before I start today is also the disappearance day of Mahesh Pandit and Udharana Dutt Thakur. And this Udharana Dutt Thakur's pastimes will be correlated with these queens who are worshipping the lotus feet of the Lord. Krishna's arrangement to make it happen. So here is everybody is gathered in the Kurukshetra. From you all are hearing from past few days, even last chapters. All the Brajavasis, they have come to Kurukshetra during the time of the sun eclipse to have to take a bath at Kurukshetra, and all the Krishna and Balaram and all the Antaraj, they have come from Dwarka, and here they are having the meeting here, and that's where the Rath Yatra started, pulling Krishna and Balaram and Subhadra. All the Brajavasis are bringing them, they bring them to from Dwarka to Vrindavan. That's what Rath Yatra is, bringing our Lord within our heart by pulling the chariot. So Pandavas also have come here in Kurukshetra for the same purpose. And here is we are having the conversation of the Draupadi with all the queens. And that is natural. When the ladies meet other ladies, they talk about their well-being, same as the, man meets other men, they talk about well-being and how is everything going and how. So here Draupadi is inquiring about how Krishna has the 16,108 wives and how he got you all. How did he get all of you? So 7 queens is already answered, and this purport is the 8th queen headed by Rohini Devi. And Rohini Devi is talking for all other 16,099 queens. The question was, I had few questions about this purport myself. Because here it says that they worship the these queens were the daughters of all the kings. And Bhauma, who is also Narakasura, we went through in chapter 59 in the Krishna, in Srimad Bhagavatam, about Bhauma, Krishna killing Bhaumasura, who is also known as Narakasura. Bhauma is the son of Bhumi Devi. And Bhauma had stolen the earrings of the Indra's mother, which is Aditi, right? And also he had stolen umbrella from Varundev, and he also stolen some heel or something stolen. This is the demons stealing everything from the demigods. And there is always fight between demigods and the demons. So he had stolen. So of course Lord Indra went to Krishna and said, "Oh, this is what happened. I need your help." So of course Krishna went with Satyabhama, right, on the Garuda. And there was a big fight between Bhaumasura and Krishna. And Bhaumasura has all his, he's all described. We have gone through, and I'm not going to go in so detail. And Bhaumasura was killed by Krishna. And of course, then Krishna, then Bhumi, his mother, came and she offered the prayers to Krishna to please save Bhaumasura's son, to Krishna. And of course, he did that. And now, Bhagadatta, thank you. So then, let me put my thoughts together. So then, of course, Krishna went to with they gave him Krishna, they gave him back Krishna, gave Krishna earrings and all that. And Krishna went with Satyabhama to the Indra to bring him back, to give back. And then, you know, on the way, Parijata tree, Bhaumasura, Krishna just shoo, without telling Indra. Now Indra, who had gone to get a help from Krishna, but here is forgetting and he is having fight with Krishna. This is the nature of this material world. Material things makes us forget. It is not used in the service of the Lord. Even Indra forgets. Even Brahma forgets. So it doesn't matter you go to the heavenly planets, it's the same thing. Doesn't make a difference. So there in that purpose, I will read that, because question I had was that how is the queens, the 16,100 queens, they are mentioning that they worship the Supreme, the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How is that? Question arises, how did they worship, of course they are in prison house. Bhauma had kidnapped them, not with their father, not with the kings, but he had kidnapped all the 16,100 daughters of the kings, and he had kidnapped and had put them in the prison house. And it's mentioned here that they were worshipping the, here's purport is mentioned, that we had been constantly, because we had been constantly meditating upon his lotus feet, the source of liberation from material entanglement, he agreed to marry us. So how is it that they all worshipping the Supreme, they are meditating on Supreme Personality? Did they know Krishna? Yeah, but that's what I want to talk about. It is, so I'm going to go, you have to bear with me, don't go to sleep. I have to refer here from chapter 59. And it is, I'm going to refer a few texts. Let's go to chapter, in the 10th canto, 59 chapter, text 33. We will start from text 33. Okay? And I won't read everything, but just a few things. Okay. Chapter 33. Okay. There Lord Krishna saw 16,000 royal maidens whom Bhauma had taken by force from various kings. This is the text 33. This is Krishna saw these queens. This queen, 16,000 queens in the Bhauma's prison house. Okay? And And Sridhar Swami is mentioning in the purport, but I'm not going to go that because it's going to take too much time. But let's read text 34. The women became enchanted when they saw that most excellent of males enter. In their minds, they each accepted him who had been brought there by destiny as their chosen husband. And then text 35, translation, with the thoughts, may providence grant that this man become my husband. Each and every princess absorbed her heart in contemplation of Krishna. Okay. And then of course text, I'm going to go to text 42, because after this, text 42, okay. Then the imperishable Supreme Personal Lord, assuming a separate form of each bride, duly married all the princesses simultaneously, each in her own palace. So now Krishna had released these queens, and then Krishna transferred all of them to Dwarka. And Krishna went there, and Krishna is having marriage. And Krishna is expanded in 16,100 Krishnas. Not just that, but he, the Vasudev and Devaki, they all are also expanded. Krishna has expanded all of them. Because parents has to be there, parents to be present in each marriage. Right? So all of them, Krishna had expanded all of them. This is inconceivable potency of the Lord. Huh? So that's what is here is mentioned in the purport. Then, okay, now text 43, purport is important, let's say. The Lord performed the inconceivable constantly remained in each of his queen's palaces, which were unequaled and unexcelled by any other residence. There, although fully satisfied within himself, he enjoyed with his pleasing wives, and like an ordinary husband, he carried out his household duties. Okay, now, in the purport, it is mentioned why they were worshipping, because here it says, Srila Sridhar Swami comments that the Lord was always at home. Okay, this is a purport. Okay, read from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Okay, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur further quotes from Kartik Mahatmyam section of the Padma Purana. Kaishor Gop Kanyasta Yavane Raj Kanyakaha. Those who were the daughters of cowherds in their early youth became royal princesses in their maturity. The Acharya adds, therefore, just as the Lord of Dwarka is in a plenary expansion of the supremely complete Lord of Sri Vrindavan, so his principal queens are full expansions of his supremely complete pleasure potency, the gopis. So you got it? So these queens were the gopis of Krishna in Vrindavan, who were transferred to be the daughters of the kings. And that's why they were able to meditate on the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because question naturally arises, isn't it? How is that 16,100 queens just would meditate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Did they know Krishna? Yeah, of course they know. Now this is here is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is answering our questions. Now, why to worship the lotus feet of the Lord? Another question. Why? Okay. So now we're gonna go to the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 1, text 15. Let me find that. Yeah. First canto, chapter 1, Acts 15. Okay. I'm not going to read everything on that, but that translation. Also, that those great sages who have completely taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord can at once sanctify those who come in touch with them. Whereas the waters of the Ganges can sanctify only after prolonged use. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada is writing, I will read a little bit purport. Read from the beginning, yes. Pure devotees of the Lord are more powerful than the waters of the sacred river Ganges. One can derive spiritual benefit out of prolonged use of the Ganges water, but one can be sanctified at once by the mercy of a pure devotee of the Lord. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that any person, regardless of birth, as Sudra, human, or merchant, can take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, and by so doing can return to Godhead. You all are the example of that. You all are great personalities, born somewhere from the previous lives, and now you all have taken the shelter of Srila Prabhupada in your life. You all are great personalities sitting here in the audience. I'm serious about it. I'm not joking. You all are taken up seriously, Krishna consciousness. That's why you all are coming every day morning, attending programs. This is says here. So this is what today is also the disappearance of Udharandath. Udharandath was also born in the merchant, gold merchant family. He was a great personality. He was also in the Krishna Leela, he was one of the Gopas. He was Subahu, who came as Udharandath, and he had taken the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda distributes his mercy to most fallen, but just like Krishna had the main sakhas, 12, right? Lord Nityananda also had 12 sakhas, and Udharandath was one of them. And another one was also, today is the disappearance of Mahesh Pandit, right? Yes, Mahesh Pandit. He was also one of the 12. And he was a cowherd boy, of course he was Mahabahu in the Krishna Leela. So they both were the 12 associate of Lord Nityananda, and they both had taken the shelter unto lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. So Lord Nityananda distributes his mercy to most fallen, but Lord Nityananda distributes his mercy through his devotees. Just like Srila Prabhupada distributed his mercy through his devotees, and his devotees now distributing mercies to others. This is the line of disciplic success. So Udharandatta, he was a Vaishnava, born in the gold merchant family, but because he was a Vaishnava, he liberated all of the gold merchant caste. All of them were liberated by being born in the family. And we see in our ISKCON also, even though in our ISKCON we know that the son and daughters who have taken up the process of Krishna consciousness, even though their parents might be a meat eater, but they, at the time of the death, the son or their son or daughters are there, and they get so much spiritual benefits. That they are also liberated, even though they are not accepting probably Krishna consciousness, but just being taken up the Krishna consciousness process. Parents are also liberated. So here this Uddarana Datta, he was called to be Paramparam Pati Tapavana. He was most merciful to the lower than people. Most merciful. That's why I say that thus any jiva takes a shelter of Uddarandatta, Thakur is quickly delivered from his material entanglements and attains the service of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. He worshipped the six-armed form of Lord Chaitanya. And Srila Prabhupada also mentioned in the purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Anyhow, now let's go to the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 11, text 26, which is also why we should worship the lotus feet of the Lord. You can talk, you can read that. 11.26. Okay. And I'm not going to read whole purport, but in the purport, mentioning from the the pure devotees are, okay, yeah, this is the Rupa Goswami. Where is it here? 1.11.26, and I'm going to start. Okay. The pure devotees are, is it in the bottom of the purport? The pure devotees are always hankering after the lotus feet of the Lord. The lotus has a kind of honey, which is transcendentally relished by the devotees. They are like the bees who are always after the honey. Srila Rupa Goswami, the great devotee acharya of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, has sung a song about this lotus honey, comparing himself to be the bee. O my Lord Krishna, I beg to offer my prayers unto you. My mind is like the bee and it is after some honey. Kindly therefore give my bee mind a place at your lotus feet, which are the resources for all transcendental honey. I know that even big demigods like Brahma do not see the rays of the nails of your lotus feet, even though they are engaged in deep meditation for years together. Still, O infallible one, my ambition is such, for you are very merciful to your surrendered devotees. O Madhava, I know also that I have no genuine devotion for the service of your lotus feet, but because of your lordship is inconceivably powerful, you can do what is impossible to be done. Your lotus feet can deride even the nectar of the heavenly kingdom, and therefore I am very much attracted by them. O Supreme Eternal, please therefore, let my mind be fixed at your lotus feet, so that eternally I may be able to relish the taste of your transcendental service. The devotees are satisfied with being placed at the lotus feet of the Lord, and have no ambition to see his all beautiful face or aspire for the protection of the strong arm of the Lord. They are humbled by nature, and the Lord is always leaning towards such humble devotees. So all these queens, they were worshipping, they were meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord, and Lord being kind, Lord accepted them as the queens of in Mathuraina Dwarka. Any question before I talk about Rath Yatra? I think I covered everything, is it? I think I did. Of course, on Mahesh Pandit, Mahesh Pandit participated in Chir Dadi Mahotsav. Panihati festival. In Panihati, after which he followed Nityananda Prabhu to Saptagram, he was magnanimous and devoted to save all fallen souls. In his ecstasy of devotional love, he would dance madly. This is the Mahesh Pandit. Any question or comments? Yes, go ahead.
Hare Krishna, nice class. It appears that sometimes when the acharyas and Prabhupada refer to taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, particularly this last reference that you gave, that it means that a devotee is seriously taking up devotional service. That's essentially what it means.
It's
almost a figurative statement, but what it really means is that they're going for it, you know, and they're sadhana, trying very hard to be proper devotees.
Yeah, because sometimes someone say, I have a devotion. Hey, devotion with what? Devotion means devotional service. I can say I have devotion for the Lord, but without the devotional service, ultimately it's devotional service. That's what it is. Devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Saranam, Pada, Sevanam, Arsam, Dasyam, Vasyam, Padyam, Sakhyam, Atma, Nivedanam, any one of the processes. Is that? Prana Govinda Prabhu Ki Jai.
While they are performing devotional service, this 16,100, Srila Prabhupada gives this in the purport. They got the blessing of Astapakra Muni. That's why
that is.
But there is in Prabhupada's purport.
Is it?
Yes. First canto. I don't know. It's making noise. But Prabhupada made a very nice point, which is applicable to my life too. I mean,
Everybody's our life.
Yeah, I know, but I can only say about my life. While they were being blessed by guru or acharyas, they should be always maintaining a special respect to that person. Never ever find any fault in that.
Thank you for adding that point.
So when he was going back to his ashram after giving blessing, his form was little deformed.
Yes.
And all these 16,000,
he was standing on 8 sides.
They were laughing.
Yeah. Who was laughing?
All these girls.
These girls were laughing.
Yes.
I see.
And Guru turned back. Oh, you are doing austerity to get my blessing, but you are laughing at my form.
So go there.
Immediately cursed that you must go through some pain. That's why they were in jail. Attacked by the Narakasura. They have to go through some suffering.
Thank you. Thank you for adding those points.
Yeah, this is very, I mean, applicable to me. So all these devotees are very nicely merciful to me. I have to appreciate. Even if I hear something wrong about a particular devotee, I should not judge with my own inference. I should go to an advanced devotee to take shelter.
You are getting so humble, man.
No, seriously. Even Mother Mantrini, she was very kind to me. You know, she explained so many things. Within our community, so nicely devotees are merciful.
Okay. Thank you for adding these points. I appreciate it.
Just one thing more. The Uddharandatta Thakur, Srila Prabhupada says he comes from that family.
Is it?
One lecture I heard.
Yeah.
Prabhupada says, I come from
gold merchant,
Uddharandatta Thakur's.
Yeah,
that's why I was attracted to hear it.
I just seeing that verse that you showed, 1.1.26, occurred to me that this lotus feet is also indicating the hierarchy of one's relationship. So the sadhaka is in dasya, so the lotus feet are recommended, whereas Lakshmi Devi is on the chest. So the higher you go, the arms are for the gopis.
Right.
So for us it's dasya to begin with anyway.
Right.
So that's why the lotus feet are emphasized.
Don't jump on the 10th canto. Just take the shelter of first canto and second canto first. Anything else? Okay, so let's now talk about, let's talk about parikrama first. I have to mention that because I'm here giving class after 2-3 months, I think. So the one good thing about Brajmandal parikrama, this is after 28 years doing parikramas. From this year, from next year, we're going to have a separate group for English-speaking devotees. Means the, in parikrama so far it was, you know, Indian, Westerners, everybody together. And it's becoming too much because there are 600 Bengali devotees there in parikrama. You know, and when you go for darshan of different places, it's like you can, you know Indian ways. They don't know how to stand in the lines. Now they are learning. So they're just dakkamukhi, what do you call in English? Pushing. Shoving and pushing and shoving, that's what you call. So it was getting too much. And of course from last 2 years, by Krishna's arrangement, I was giving separate classes in English every day for parikrama in English, just English. So this year we made a resolution, and Loknath Maharaj was very kind, that from this year we have a separate parikrama for English speaking devotees. Means English speaking means anybody, even Indians who are English speaking, anybody is English speaking, and separate facility. So I'm requesting all of you who has not done parikrama, please go once in a lifetime. It's a little bit austerity, so what? It's austerity in the Braj, Baba. Huh? So please consider this to plan it for next year. And it's good facility. You have Bisleri water. Your luggage, you don't have to carry. Luggage is provided at your tent. You have your herbal tea in the morning. Dhobi wala is there. I mean, you have a, you know, mobile shop is there. The, what do you call the dhobi? What do you call the washerman is there. You don't have to wash your laundry. Just bring some dollars in the pocket and just do it. So plan it once in a lifetime at least. I mean, you know, I'm 65. When we're going to leave body, we don't know you now. So at least if you haven't done parikrama in this life, at the age of 60, please take advantage. Get in. Huh? So join. You will enjoy it. It's a bliss. Yeah, austerities are there. But hey, we are performing austerities here in Alacho also. Okay, now, so that's one, this is my marketing time, isn't it? Now, Rathyatras. Yes, I was going to tell Madan Mukhya was announcing that what should we do for, this is the 50th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada coming to the Western countries, right, 50th anniversary. So we did the first Rath Yatra in Santo Domingo to offer to Srila Prabhupada on January 2nd. Right? And the theatre was great. It was first time organizing, you know, going from here to there. I don't even speak Spanish. And with Spanish persons, I'm not trying to commit offenses. But you ask one question to them, they will speak for 15 minutes to answer it. And I have to keep, can you please answer me what I am asking you the question, please? They like to keep talk. They talk like anything. But they also are big dancers. So it was a great, it was a big successful Rath Yatra. Going in the, and Santo Domingo is like India. Driving is like India. That's, you all have to figure it out. But you can get in $1, you can get a whole plate of fruits. It's tropical. Big avocado. Lot of fruits. And nice places to stay. Nice, beautiful place. Manorama brought his 18 youth. They enjoyed it. They enjoyed it. They loved it. You know. And Rath Yatra was, people were dancing on the roads and everybody. And at the cultural program we had, usually when we have cultural program, usually Rath Yatra, we have mostly devotees. So our dancers, and they also get tired, they say, we have to perform with, you know, with the same, saying the same devotees are watching our dance. But there it wasn't like that. All the new, all the people from different. So this was first successful Rath Yatra, Krishna's arrangement. And then of course in San Juan, Puerto Rico, this was second year, and this was also very successful. Because in San Juan, Puerto Rico, where we do in old San Juan, there were the ferry ships, we call ferry, right? Comes, and this ferry has 3,000 people in that ferry. And they all are there when we do the theatre. Imagine. Cruise ship. It brings. These are, you know, there's an island. And all these people are there. They are having, imagine, they are having the darshan of Lord Jagannath. They are seeing Srila Prabhupada. They are hearing holy name. They are having prasadam. We distribute like more than 2,000 plates of prasadam. And going in the main big areas where thousands of people. Now there are not many devotees there. And Alachua is full of devotees. So please, next year, consider to visit there, to participate in Rath Yatras there. They will love it. So next year, I am planning, I already talked with them, that we would have 3 days festival in Puerto Rico and 3 days festival in San Juan, Dominican Republic. First day Rath Yatra, and next day we have 12-hour kirtan in the temple, and then Sunday feast. And same way in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. So we'll be working on that, and hopefully by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Jagannath. So plan it for next year. Kartik, go to Parikrama, and then Christmas and New Year celebrate in San Juan, Puerto Rico, and in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. And bring your families. And go for 80 degree temperature, water is warm for swimming there. Okay? Hare Krishna. Thank you, everybody. Hare Krishna.